I'm the host. If you know the voice, then you're in the right place. If not, stay anyways. There's much to tell. This show is for all those who, like you, I'm afraid, forgot what happened all those years ago. This is for those who are burdened with remembering. This is for those ones, those beautiful friends and loathed enemies who did not make it. This is Late Night Cabal. Story to maybe jog your memory. It was whispered to us by a strung-out junkie in an L.A. bar right before he disappeared. This was back when we still ran together. We bought him cigarettes and a drink. He had a tattoo on his left hand, the Omega character, and it looked like a spiraling backwards J. Didn't want to talk to us at first, but after a while, he opened up and gave us his message. He said it was being whispered throughout the dark corners of the city, probably even further. He said it was like a sort of code to get you places, or maybe more accurately, to get you away from them. This is the message. There is a man in the tall grass. From the road, you see the long shadow he casts. He looks like a rook with sapphire eyes. His voice is the wind, and he speaks through the drifting strands. There's a dark man deep in the grass. He scales the heavens and slips his forked tongue through the cracks in the universe. There is a man deep in the tall grass. He speaks from the shores of another world. A world he dared to name Malzged. For you, the man will part the tall grass and chart a path through to the other side. He asks no toll for safe passage, only one for safe return. There's a man, there's a deal. There's a price to be paid. There is everything to be gained on the other side of the tall grass. Now, there's another story I need to tell you, and I have a proof for all of it. You were there. Maybe you remember some of it, though I suspect not. I found you once, a few years ago. Tried to tell you, but you thought I was crazy and left before I could show you what I'm going to show you here. God, I hope you're listening. Otherwise, I don't know what more to do. I mean, I'm old now. Tired of running. Hell, I barely made it, if I'm being honest. Excuse me. Years ago, I discovered the existence of vast archives of surveillance, audio journals, and documentary records taken between the 1950s and 70s. They follow the activities of a group or cult, as the FBI labeled them, which called itself the Children of the Empty Throne, or simply the Children. These archives were scattered across the country, sealed away and largely forgotten. They will make clear for good all that ever happened in those fateful years and who is to blame for the Children's tragic and untimely end. Well, some of the audio I've gathered comes courtesy of the FBI's sizable surveillance operation, as well as from documentary materials of former cult members. A far larger amount seems to have been the work of another force entirely, which is unknown to me. I will present this information as it was found, except for a few creative liberties here and there. Many of these recordings exhibit degradation from decades of neglect, and some have been erroneously archived or recorded over other things, but I've done my best to make sense of it all. We'll begin in 1974, 5 years after the Children fell apart. There'll be a time to delve into how the group came to be and how it ended, but not yet, not now. What I will say is this. There was a woman once who we called the Founder, an incredible woman who wanted nothing more than to help people. She brought us together, and for a few happy years, we lived in a waking dream. But the FBI shut it down, and the Founder disappeared soon after. That was in 1969. The lucky ones went into hiding. Many were brought in on minor charges and did time. Others didn't survive at all. 5 years passed of nothing. Nothing was silence. And then, well, two state troopers in Alabama went on to patrol, and the rest is what follows.